Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump this past hour delivered an address to the nation. He says his administration has made a lot of improvements over the last 11 months, addressing inflation brought on by massive government spending under the last administration.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast. Let's look at the facts. Under the Biden administration, car prices rose 22% and in many states, 30% or more. Gasoline rose 30 to 50%. Hotel rates rose 37%. Airfares rose 31%. Now under our leadership, they are all coming down and coming down fast.
The president also says he stopped what he calls an invasion across the southern U.S. border. The head of the Federal Communications Commission was on the hot seat at a Senate hearing today.
Democratic senators are criticizing the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission for pressuring broadcasters to take ABC late-night host Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Texas Republican Ted Cruz was critical of Brendan Carr.
Government officials threatening adverse consequences for disfavored content is an unconstitutional coercion that chills protected speech.
There was a push to get Kimmel off the air after comments made after the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Carr said he was enforcing the public interest standard. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Senate has given final passage to an annual military policy bill that will authorize $901 billion in defense programs. The legislation is attempting to overhaul how the Pentagon purchases weapons. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 228 points, the NASDAQ dropped 418. This is SRN News. A giant Christian charity is receiving some big donations this year.
It's becoming a Christmas tradition. Anonymous donors dropping big money into the Salvation Army kettles of bell ringers across the nation. In Barrie, Vermont, somebody popped a gold coin worth over $4,000 into a kettle outside a shopping center. In Lincoln, Nebraska, a bell ringer outside a Shields store found a gold coin worth $4,200 in his pot. More than $10,000 worth of gold has been dropping in kettles around Chicago so far this season. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of students and professors at public universities across Alabama are asking an appeals court to halt a state law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in public schools. The state law prohibits schools and universities from using state funds for any programs or curriculum that endorse divisive concepts related to race or religion. This is SRN News. Elon Musk and his electric vehicle company might run into some problems on a possible sales suspension from Tesla in California. We hear more on this story from the Golden State from correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
California regulators are threatening to suspend Tesla's license to sell its electric cars for 30 days in California unless the automaker tones down its marketing tactics for its self-driving features after a judge concluded that the company has been misleading consumers about the technology's capabilities by using the terms autopilot and full self-driving. After the initial filing against the company in 2023, Tesla did put in new wording that the company's full self-driving package still requires supervision by a human driver. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.